Hello, my name is Bidem Yolokunde and you are listening to episode 150 of the Big Picture Podcast. So on this episode, I'll talk about the demanding work culture, the relentless productivity and secrecy at TikTok, which is the Chinese short-form video hosting service. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. Okay, so TikTok has built itself as the happiest social media platform, featuring an infinite feed of goof-offs, dance-offs, and good-natured pranks. According to employees at its US offices, what has so far been fueling its success is an exacting management style and a very demanding internal culture that underlines its positive public image. So those employees, many of them veterans of other major tech companies, say that TikTok emphasizes relentless productivity and secrecy to a degree that is uncommon in the tech industry. So as TikTok continues its trailblazing growth, those conditions are increasingly a source of tension at the US offices of the social media platform, which is a unit of China-based ByteDance Limited. So founded just 6 years ago, TikTok recorded the most downloads of any app through the first quarter of 2022, and that's according to analytics firm Sensor Tower. So TikTok's US operation had about 1,500 employees as of mid-2020, and TikTok said in 2021 that it would like to increase that figure to 10,000. Much of their work involves converting products that are developed in China for an American audience by tapping the rich US advertising market. So basically representing one of the boldest experiments in bridging the work cultures of the world's two tech superpowers. So in Los Angeles, which is the base of TikTok's US operations, some employees complain of sleep deprivation, worsened by frequent working on weekends and then mandatory meetings with colleagues on the other side of the world, which invariably raises time zone problems. Several former US employees said they worked on average 85 hours of meetings per week at TikTok, and they had to carve out additional time to finish their work. Another one said he persuaded his boss to spare him from working back-to-back all-nighters, only after he shared medical lab results showing a potentially life-threatening condition. Former employees described weight fluctuation, stress, or emotional lows so severe that they had to look for therapy. For example, one said she felt such pressure to be present during back-to-back meetings at TikTok that she bled through her pants rather than excuse herself to get a tampon. So TikTok borrows some of its approach from Amazon, also known for its demanding work culture. For example, TikTok executives regularly tell employees, quote, "It's always day one." So basically repeating a line popularized by Amazon's Jeff Bezos to encourage innovation and then avoid complacency. Other maxims such as be candid and clear are splashed across TikTok office walls, and employees are judged in part based on their adherence to those concepts. So TikTok said it has made several adjustments to its practices and work culture to reach its goal of, quote, "building and fostering a team that is empowered to support our growing global community," end quote. A written statement added, quote, "We encourage a culture of transparency and feedback, and we are committed to building an equitable platform and business that allows both our community and our employees to thrive," end quote. So long hours and tight deadlines are quite widespread at fast-growing tech companies like TikTok. And a messed up sleeping pattern is actually normal for employees of foreign firms. However, according to several people who have worked at TikTok and elsewhere in the tech industry, TikTok's workforce in the US embodies such stresses to an unusual degree. Former employees have taken to social media sites such as YouTube and Medium to recount their experiences at TikTok's offices in the US. Some of them actually describe an emotional high from being in such an intense atmosphere. However, many others list the challenges, including interpreting internal documents written in Chinese and translated with software that doesn't always capture the nuances. So Melody Chu is a former senior product manager who worked on helping creators make money from their content. And she wrote on Medium that working at TikTok stretched her in more ways than she could count and taught her more about product strategy, execution, and cross-cultural nuances than she could have initially imagined. Despite all this, however, Ms. Chu, who described herself as a veteran of Facebook, Roblox, and Nextdoor, left TikTok in November 2021. She said she spent so many dinner times on calls with colleagues in China rather than with her husband that they had to seek marriage therapy. Her weight dropped abruptly and she had trouble sleeping. All her interests, including spending time with her husband and her parents, and also her mental health, took a backseat to TikTok. In June 2020, she wrote that if she had known that working at TikTok would cost her this much, she would never have taken the job. Yet, on reflection, she added that she didn't regret having joined because by doing so, she proved to herself that she has what it takes to succeed. According to former workers, TikTok frequently has multiple teams working on the same project, therefore putting them against one another to see who can finish it fastest. The tactic is meant to push employees to work as quickly as possible, but still, some former employees said it fueled paranoia about falling behind colleagues or frustration when their projects never saw the light of day. TikTok does not make an organization chart available to its employees and actually bars them from creating and sharing their own. It's a policy that is common among Chinese companies that want to prevent competitors from poaching. Some former employees say that they were told a chart was not necessary because TikTok has a flat structure where anyone can contact anybody. But then, of course, the result of this can confuse people about who to contact on other teams or who is sending them messages. Some former employees say that for months, members of the human resources and finance teams in the New York office did not know that separate teams were performing the same functions in the California office. A former employee in Singapore said that when she got emails from colleagues, she had to look them up on LinkedIn to figure out what team they were on. In a YouTube video, she outlined why she left the company in December 2021 after just 4 months. So TikTok attracts many applicants that are eager to work there, but it still grapples with high attrition. Lucas Wu Yang, who is a former TikTok engineering team manager in Mountain View, California, wrote in a thread on Twitter that the pressure to keep up with Chinese colleagues and work on their schedules led all 10 of the product managers he worked with to quit the company about a year into the job. In November 2021, after a unit in the engineering department hosted an all-hands meeting to discuss a series of US departures, executives agreed to a new policy of trying to hold meetings in English if not all the participants speak Chinese. While the company offers translation options, some former employees said they felt they missed too much nuance when these meetings were not in a language they understood. Last year, the Chinese government told employers that a 996 work schedule at some Chinese tech firms was not legal, which basically means working 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. for 6 days a week. ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, said it would adopt a 1075 standard, which means working from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for 5 days a week. However, many employees say that the longer 996 schedule remains the expectation. Some former US employees of TikTok said that to attend virtual meetings with managers in Beijing, China, they often had to begin their work week on Sunday afternoon, which is Monday morning in China. In a YouTube video, Chloe Shi, who is a former employee in California, said she thought she developed a sleep disorder from working so late into the evenings. According to her, knowing that most of the company was awake when she was supposed to be sleeping gave her so much anxiety at night. Former employees said questions about work-life balance came up at nearly every all-hands meetings. In mid-2021, some US managers started encouraging employees to silence notifications on their internal messaging tool after hours so that they could reduce the number of late-night requests that they had to attend to. In addition, some suggested that employees block off their calendars to allow time to recharge. However, former employees said higher ups ignored the calendar notes and scheduled meetings during those times anyway. A TikTok spokeswoman said that while meetings often span several time zones, as is typical for global companies, the company continues to focus on ways to provide employees support and flexibility. She added that TikTok encourages workers to use personal time off, schedule no meeting times, and discourage after-hours messaging. Competition is more extreme in China's tech sector than in the US. No one wants to be working until 2 a.m., but if employees don't put in long hours, they simply don't survive. Experts say that this is the missing context when people try to understand Chinese culture. So TikTok actually used to send many new American hires to Beijing for a week to see China's work culture up close and learn the parent company ByteDance's ways. However, the pandemic stopped those visits. ByteDance operates many other apps and services, including Douyin, D-O-U-Y-I-N, which is a version of TikTok created exclusively for the Chinese market. So TikTok, as we know it, is actually the international version of Douyin. Many tech startups give new employees restricted stock units, or RSUs, basically to entice them to accept less salary for a chance at a big payout if the company goes public. However, TikTok did not begin offering RSUs to most US employees as part of its hiring and bonus packages until the summer of 2020. And then when it did, it didn't extend the awards to most existing US employees, which led to what some employees described as confusion and frustration. TikTok began letting some employees convert their bonuses into RSUs that would vest immediately. Former employees said the perk was available to employees who got high marks in two consecutive performance evaluations. They said those evaluations were based partly on whether employees were deemed to be following the maxims on workplace walls, known as byte styles. Many felt that maxims such as aim for the highest and be grounded and courageous were so vague that they allowed managers to reward employees that they liked. Others said that the fear of running afoul of one particular byte style, which is be open and humble, made people wary of speaking out. According to former employees, TikTok managers in the US skipped over questions that were submitted about RSUs during meetings. At a particular town hall meeting in April 2021, Dylan Juncker, who worked on brand partnerships at TikTok for more than 2 years, asked the head of US human resources why senior leaders dodge questions about compensation for 50 weeks in a row. And this is according to people that were familiar with the exchange. So Mr. Juncker said if TikTok was not planning to provide answers to such questions, it should say so instead of deflecting them. So not long after, senior leaders reprimanded Mr. Juncker by email for his behavior at the town hall. According to someone familiar with those discussions, TikTok HR, launched an investigation and discussed whether the company could fire Mr. Juncker. But then Mr. Juncker resigned in August of 2021. So in a memo posted internally when he left, Mr. Juncker said, quote, "The way TikTok employees are being treated is the exact opposite of what the TikTok platform stands for," end quote. So to wrap up, I've talked about the demanding work culture, the relentless productivity, and sometimes the secrecy involved at TikTok, which is the Chinese short-form video hosting service. So that's all I have for this episode 150 of the Big Picture Podcast. Thanks for listening. The Big Picture Podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowunle Productions. Fact-checking by Zara Kuznetsova. Audio engineer Sergey Gorsky. Graphic design Stacey Graham. Senior producer Abidemi Ologunde. Executive producers Olufolani Ologunde and Toby Loba Ologunde. Please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity's news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Big Picture Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bidemi@thebigpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @BigPicture, on the Clubhouse app @Big, as well as on the Wisdom app @BigPicture. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.